At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Ins Grab genommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome back to another episode of the Mystery Frequency Podcast. This time around, we have a brand new Volume 1 with Crime Does Not Pay. If you enjoy the podcast, you know what to do. Please follow, review, and rate. And a big favor to ask all those who already do follow me, if you could take the time to leave me a 5-star rating. It's easy to do, it's usually in the About section of your podcast player, and it goes a long way in helping the podcast out. Thank you to all those who already have. As far as feedback goes, please let me know if you'd like more details or information about the series being played, such as the cast, the crew, the writers, the creators, where it debuted, when it debuted, stuff like that. You can do so through the comments on Spotify, or just read the description and I'll have it posted there, and then you can let me know through my email at mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com, or even through my social media. Once again, all those links are found in the description. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
Crime does not pay.
Not for me, Frankie, not for me. You can have all the 20 buck a week jobs there are, not for me.
Well, I just thought that...
You weren't thinking. Look at this street. Dirty old tenement, garbage cans, lousy junk. You can have it.
But you won't get away from here just doing nothing.
And the surest way to stay is a 20-a-week job. Me? I'm getting out fast and in a big way. I got plans. You can come for the ride, kid, if you want to. But nothing's stopping Jackie Powers. Remember I said that. Nothing's stopping me.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Kid with a Gun, featuring Donald Buca. And now, Crime Does Not Pay, featuring Donald Buca as Jackie the Kid Powers in The Kid with a Gun. Jackie Powers was born and grew up in a big city slum. He resented that. He resented the weary tenements, the grimy flats, the tired, beaten people, among them his own mother and father. And as he sat on the stone stoop of the building where he lived, his cap on the back of his head, a crumpled cigarette drooping from his lips, Jackie made up his mind. He invited his friend Frank along with him, partly to bolster his own courage, partly because he felt he needed a partner. And so it began, on a foggy, rainy night, perfect for the operation the kid had in mind.
Why don't you say something?
Nothing to say. Gee, I never thought stealing a car was so easy. Hey, take it easy, Jackie. It's wet out there.
Strictly the speed limit, Frank. Going to a job, that is. Think I want to get picked up for driving without a license?
I never thought of that.
You got to think of everything. Go through a red light, for instance. Prowl car stops you, flatfoot asks for the registration, boom, up you go. And a larceny rap for stealing the crate.
You just went through a light jacking, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's another $4 I owe the city. Let him try and collect.
But you just said that...
So I said. So, okay. Forget it. You got those newspapers?
Yeah. Yeah, here.
And the brick?
On the floor.
I'll wrap the brick in the papers.
I don't get it.
You will. Do like I tell you. Now we're here. Now pass now.
Right.
All set?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, it's wet out here.
So what? You want an umbrella?
No, but my ma does.
Does that keep you dry? Give me that brick. Now, dummy, you'll see why the newspapers. They bust the glass off and it falls inside the window. Catch? What's that? Boy, look at that box, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, Ruthie looks swell in that. Here we go. I got it. Let's scram. Oh, boy, I started the building in two. How do you like it, Ruthie?
Oh, it's beautiful. It almost shines.
Listen to the dame. A fox jacket that shines. Who ever heard of a thing like that shining?
Oh, I mean, here in this room, it's, gosh, I don't know, like something that dropped down from another world.
Yeah, it came from another world, all right, Ruthie. The kind of world I'm going to live in. And quicker than you think. And you're coming with me, baby. Go on, put it on. It's yours, Ruthie.
Oh, no. No, Jackie, I won't take it.
But I got it just for you.
I won't take it.
That all you know how to say, I won't take it?
Where did you get it, Jackie?
What's the difference? I got it. I can't wear it myself. It's for you.
Where did you get it?
In the North Woods. I trapped the little foxes all by myself. Caught them by their cute little tails.
Oh, Jackie, please.
Oh, now look, Ruthie. All my life, I figured my girl would wear furs. Not lousy rabbit skins, good furs. So here they are. What's the difference where I got them? You like them, don't you?
Oh, it's beautiful. A girl dreams too, Jackie.
So, okay. Put them on.
But I gotta know, how did you get it?
I didn't make a killing in Wall Street. You can bet on that.
Oh, tell me, Jackie.
Oh, put it on. I want to see you in it. Then maybe I'll tell you.
Well, all right.
Hey.
Gee, the lining feels so smooth.
Silk, I guess.
Oh, no, it's satin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, it's satin. Hey, now turn around.
Okay.
Now walk. Slow like. Oh, baby. If I ever catch you walking like that for another day.
No, Jackie. Now, tell me, how did you get it?
Like a hot knife through butter. Bust to the window. Boom. Off we go.
I don't want it.
Well, of all the crazy things, I stick my neck out and you don't want it. Well, what's the matter? Some of the glass stick in the lining?
Jackie, you stole it!
Well, sure I stole it. How else did you think I got it in the first place? Now, where would I get the dough for something like this? From the bum who calls himself my father? From my washerwoman mother?
When you talk like that, I think I hate you. Oh, here, take the jacket. It makes me shudder to touch it.
Makes you shudder to touch me, too, I suppose.
Yes, it does. Now.
It was last Saturday at the dance. And afterwards. So now I'm a thief or something, huh? Come here.
No. No, you're ugly when you look like that. Stay away
from
me.
Here, I said.
Well, you used to... Oh, please, please, take your jacket and go away.
Okay, let's get at it. No burglar alarm. I cased the joint. I got the brick all wrapped up.
Good.
Which window?
No window, dope. The door.
We're going in here. And wait a minute. What? Hey, pretty ill. Less noise, the better. Now, son! Come on. Step it up, will you? That's it. Maybe keep the suits over here. Hats in the front, right side. Watches and stuff, left side. Shirts and ties in the back.
How do you know?
I cased the joint, I told you. No, thank you, sir. I'm just looking, I says. Jerk wants to know if I want to try on a suit. Where'd I get 65 smackers for a suit? Here. Want this one?
Will it fit me?
This rack is our side. I look. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. If you say so, Jackie.
What am I doing, dressing you too? Come on. You got the stuff? Yeah, sure.
Why don't you use a flashlight?
Because they ain't advertising us being here. Hey, you want a hat?
No, I never had one.
Me neither. If you ain't charged with hats right away, they'd start making with a question.
Yeah. Okay, let's grab some shirts and scram. Well, what'd you take there?
A couple of wristwatches. From now on, Jackie Powers runs on Swissola watch time.
How many shirts you taking?
It doesn't for me. The same for you. What size?
14 and a half, I guess.
Same as me. Okay, let's scram.
Jackie, the car.
We took care of that, Sonny. Drop those suits quick.
Yeah, sure. Sure, I didn't do nothing, honest. I didn't do nothing.
Duck you. Come back here. Stop, Raphael.
Jackie, stop. The cop's got a gun.
This way, kid. Snappy now.
You're saving keys.
Oh, one of those, are you, Powers?
So what?
You'll find out.
In this college?
Right here. We handle your kind by the dozen. Older and tougher, too.
And you forgot something, Keys. I ain't gonna be here no 4 years.
No. But you'll be back. You all come back. In there, kiddie.
Oh, yes,
ask Blackie Davis to tell you a bedtime story.
Blackie Davis.
You heard of me, huh, kid?
Who hasn't? How long you been here?
6 months. Got another six to go. Why, kid?
How'd they get you?
A rat learned how to sing.
Me too.
That's so? Want to talk?
Why not? I'll be out in 6 months. What Frankie'll get won't be no postal cards.
What was it?
Breaking and entering. Frankie passed out when the cop fired at me. Over my head, though. He gave him the whole story after he come to. Names, addresses, the works.
What'd he get?
Suspended sentence. Parole to his mother.
And you?
6 months. The judge was so sorry he couldn't send me to no reform school. They're too crowded, he says. Nobody over 17.
How old are you?
17 and a half.
18 when you get out, huh? Well, you got a few good years ahead of you. If you don't make no more mistakes. You
didn't make any on the first job.
Huh? This wasn't the first?
Nah. First was a fur place. Snatched a fox jacket.
Oh, how?
Brick wrapped up in a newspaper. Through the window.
Yeah, that's how I started myself.
No kidding.
Yeah. Frankie in on that, too?
Yeah, he told him that. They'll never find that jacket. I got it stashed good. It's something special.
Here for a dame?
When I find her. And I will.
How'd you break and enter the last place?
Well, same way, through the glass door.
Uh-oh.
Something wrong? Well, the cop spotted the car. What's the brick got to do with that?
Now, that was bad, too. Never do a job the same way twice. Once you get in the habit. Look, kid. Spider Jones is two cells up the line. The cops know his touch so well, when they find a job he's done, they just pick him up.
I get it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Say, why are you giving me advice? You've only known me 10 minutes.
Oh, we're going to be in college together here for 6 months. I'm starting your education, see?
Why? What's in it for you?
A little fun, maybe. Maybe a little profit, too.
Profit? How?
Well, like in every business, the established fella's got to be able to spot talent, see?
And I got talent, Blackie?
Yeah, you sure have. And by the time we walk out of here, practically together, you'll have training, too. I can use a kid like you.
It's a deal. When's the first class, Professor?
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with this story of The Kid with a Gun. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, featuring Donald Bucher as Jackie Powers, the kid with a gun. Yes, Jackie Powers went to college, and with an expert professor. The seeds which had been planted in Jackie's mind, in the environment which he had been born, were well tended by Blackie Davis in that cell in the state prison. And they sprouted and bore fruit when Jackie came out of prison at the age of 18. By the time he was 21, he was Jackie the Kid, second only to Blackie Davis, fast with a knife and faster with a gun. And at long last, Jackie was living the life of which he had dreamed.
Hey, Gladys.
Yes, dear?
I got something to show you.
You got something to show me?
Yep. Extra special. Take a look, beautiful. Go ahead. Try it on.
Hey, that's a honey. Gee, they don't make them like that anymore.
Had it 4 years.
Well, that was before you had your vacation.
I kept it kind of private. You like it?
Well, who wouldn't?
You? With that mink Blackie gave you?
Oh, mink's all right. It's sort of a uniform these days. You're nobody without a mink. But foxes like that. Oh, I guess I'm just a chorus girl at heart, Jackie.
No girl ever stayed in a chorus with a figure like yours, baby. With or without fans.
Why, Mr. Powers, how you do go on.
Yeah, that I know, huh? You want to try it? Besides?
Well, I'd love to, darling.
If you do, it'll mean something.
Meaning what?
You'll belong to me. More than to Blackie.
Well, the kid grows up.
I grew up a long time ago, baby.
Aren't you cutting in where it might be dangerous?
Blackie?
Uh-huh.
You're worth it, kid. With me, there's extra value when what I want belongs to someone else.
You probably beat your women.
Up to now, no.
I'll try on the foxes.
Just for size?
Maybe. How do they look?
Walk for me, baby. They were made for you, beautiful. And you were made for them.
Just for them?
You know better than that.
You don't want to crush foxes like that.
Right.
Yeah? Jack? Who else? We're here. Three of us.
Get your skin, baby.
Come on in.
Okay, kid.
Cut it out.
Get in there.
Take off your hat. There's a lady present.
Let me go. Then.
Hello, Frankie.
Jack.
You didn't want to come, kid.
But he came.
Yeah, they all do. Frankie. I've waited 3 years for this.
Why don't you leave me alone? What'd I ever do to you?
6 months. That's all. Remember?
I had to, Jackie. They had a rubber hole.
You had to nothing. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Rain. This is Frankie, my one-time partner. Frankie, say hello to Gladys Terrain.
Hi. Gladys Terrain?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you I'd do all right, didn't I, Frankie? You know the name, I see.
Who doesn't?
Say hello.
How do you do?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Jackie, what do you want me
to... Shut up, will you?
What do you want with him, kid?
This character, ladies and gentlemen, couldn't keep his trap shut.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah. Yeah, one of those. Of course, if he had kept quiet, maybe I wouldn't have met Blackie the way I did. But that doesn't make much difference, see? Frankie... What would you do in my place?
Oh, Jackie, for the love of... Jackie.
No, Harry, hold him.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Oh, stop, yeah, please, don't!
Some things hurt worse than anything a cop would dare to do. Oh, and that's for passing out on me that night on Third Avenue. A mask! Hold up his head.
He ain't feeling nothing, kid.
Throw some water on him.
Won't do no good, kid. Can we put him down now?
Throw some water on him, I said.
What's the use? He's dead, kid.
Yeah. All the way over here, he kept saying something about having a bad heart.
You're a fool. You haven't the brains of a louse.
The kid didn't know he had a bad heart.
You stay out of this, Gladys.
Okay.
I thought I told you to be careful. If you got a kill, do it away from your own place and mine.
We got away with it, Blackie. Nobody will ever find a body. Joe and Harry lugged him out like he was drunk.
Just dumb luck is all.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Shut up. How many times do you need to be told?
I don't need to be told. Not anymore, I don't.
Well, now you know everything, huh?
I get along.
Without me to wet nurse you, you'd last as long as ice in July.
You bore me, Blackie. I got a trick or two.
You know, Gladys, I think this brat needs a brief lesson. Of course, I probably shouldn't waste my time or dirty my hands, but for his own good.
Stay away from me, Blackie. I'm warning you.
Yeah. There'll be more where that come from.
Blackie, look out. He's got a knife.
That kind of a trick.
Oh.
That was one trick he didn't teach me. Nobody slapped me around.
Nobody's screaming it.
And if somebody did,
All right, Jackie. Put away the heater.
Not till I know where you stand. Well?
With you, of course, with you.
And Harry?
Harry, do what I tell him. What about
Gladys? She's with me. Aren't you, baby?
Yeah, naturally, kid, of course.
She likes foxes, Joe. Big, fluffy foxes.
What? What about Blackie?
I got an idea about him, Joe. I understand the flat feet have been looking for him for some time. Let's make them a little present, eh? You and Harry drop him on the steps of City Hall sometime tonight. I'd like to join you, but me and my baby, we got a little celebrating to do. Okay, fellas. Now, let me repeat the orders once more. Joe, you drive.
Right, kid.
Harry and Fred, you take care of the watchmen. And get into the two convertibles they keep parked near the gate. The rest of you each take a car. You know which ones I want. I'll get the keys from the rack in the office. When I blink the headlights on that big sedan I'm taking, Joe, you lead the way. When the wild Irishman sees how many used cars he has left tomorrow morning, he'll be wild, all right. Right, Joe. 10 seconds.
Right. First time a whole chain of jewelry stores has busted open in one night. And on the same second, each store.
You ain't kidding. Ready? Heave it.
Come on down out of that driver's seat.
Of course.
You're hauling furs, aren't you? Well, get on.
You don't scare me with that pop gun, punk.
Don't I?
All right, fellas, start transferring the load. We won't bother us tonight. Okay, Alex. I'm taking over the club.
You're taking nothing, kid. I built this club. My boys and I mean to keep it.
Alex, I told you, you want to keep this club, you put Gladys up in lights. And pay me $1,000 a week.
And I told you...
Sorry, Alex. You asked for it.
Say, I showed one of the girls a coat, Jackie.
Yeah?
You know what she said?
Nah, what?
She said the next time she came to see me, she'd expect to see a mink bedspread with ermine trimming.
Maybe she will, baby. Maybe she will. Now what?
I think you passed a red light, kid.
Along with the curb, you.
Like I always say, discretion is better than sticking your neck out.
Yes, isn't it?
What do you mean by that, Craig?
Oh, nothing. Just something to say.
Hey, where are you going?
My right leg is cramped. I'll stretch it while you take your ticket.
Okay, mister, let's see your license.
What'd I do, officer?
Right through the light. License.
It was just changing, officer.
I'm a busy man, so are you. License.
Okay. Have your way. Here you are.
Name? John... Powers. Now, let me see your registration, too.
Officer, Jack is the nickname for John, isn't it?
What's that?
Why, you little...
Officer, he was holding me with his gun. He's Jackie the Kid Powers.
You little squealer!
He's wanted for the murder of Blackie Davis. Now they'll get you, Jackie. Now they'll get you. And Blackie can rest in peace.
Those people back there, back out of the line of fire.
Yes, sir. All right, now, back.
Look, miss, if you insist on staying here, I can't be responsible.
Oh, I don't care. I swore on Blackie's grave I'd see him get it.
No sense getting it yourself. We'll take him alive, I hope, and we'll need your testimony.
Got it ready, Lieutenant.
Tear gas, too?
Yes, sir. You took an awful chance, miss.
Well, I had to, I guess. For once, I didn't figure the odds.
All right, Powers, are you coming out?
Come and make me!
Don't be a fool, Powers. The alley's covered. Come on out.
Come and get me, Blackwood!
For the last time, Powers! All right, men, so we'll save the city the cost of a trial. Tear gas and then the gun. Fire! Had enough, Powers? All right, let's go in and get him.
No, miss. It's been blown off its hinges. Now, that's all there is to it now. Inside there, we'll find all that's left of Jackie Powers.
Crime does not pay.
Donald Buca, who was featured as the kid with a gun, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Donald Buca.
Almost every day I read in the newspapers, as you do, of some criminal who has been caught or convicted who had a background like Jackie's. His story is one among thousands of crime and its penalties. A crime that has its roots in social ills which we will one day cure. But that cure is the responsibility of all of us. And it deals with better living conditions, better education, more jobs, and all that sort of thing. It's very true that all men are born equal. But both good and bad citizens are made, not born. Once we have eliminated the conditions which make bad citizens, we'll have eliminated much of the crime which plagues our modern civilization. Yes, playing Jackie Powers made me think. I hope this story made you think a little, too. It's another case which proves once again that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Donald Buca. Crime Does Not Pay is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture, That Foresight Woman. Starring Errol Flynn, Greer Garson, Walter Pidgeon, and Robert Young. The program was written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb. The music was composed and conducted by John Garth. Burton B. Turkus acted as technical advisor.
Hello again, mystery fans. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider following, reviewing, and rating.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Crime does not pay.
But, Kit, I can't understand it. A man with your talents, your brilliance, to do the things you've done.
I don't expect you to understand. Perhaps the usual and honest ways of making money are too dull for me and too slow.
Making money? Kit, don't you realize you've been stealing?
You know my motto by now. Never give a sucker an even break, because if you don't take him, somebody else will.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear All American Fake, starring Sidney Blackmer. And now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Sidney Blackmer as Taylor Dunn, alias Kit Marlowe, in All American Fake. Each year, each passing season brings to Americans a new crop of heroes. For some reason best known to ourselves, Americans love to honor the young men and women who swim better than all the others, hit a tennis ball harder or a baseball farther, or make more touchdowns than anybody else. These are our native heroes. Taylor Dunn was well aware of this. He was aware, too, that Americans hate to admit that they've been taken for a ride or outsmarted at anything. And Taylor Gunn was well aware that he had a remarkable physical resemblance to a well-known American hero. These three facts were a combination which helped Mr. Dunn immeasurably in his business.
Boy, oh boy, a real garrison finish. How many seconds left to play?
50, the announcer said.
But I'll never understand why they take time out of a moment like this.
Yeah.
Seems to me with seconds down and goal to go, a team would keep hammering until they put the ball over.
It's quite simple, Ragged Old Man. This is the point where the quarterback wants help from the coach. So they call a timeout and a substitute comes in with instructions.
That sure builds up my blood pressure.
What a spot for a coach. Field goal would be easy. Just tie the score. Touchdown and win. But State's line may hold it.
Here comes Weston out of the
hole. We'll know in a minute.
Listen, well, we hope it's a line buck off tackle. They'll try that now and kick if they have to on fourth down.
Weston better do something fast.
We will.
Weston's out of the huddle. All right. On the back.
Mortimer.
He has it. Running straight through. Ends up a hole up tackle.
Yeah. Oh, Mortimer, Norman. He's over.
There's the gun. Quite a touchdown. Weston's game 9-6 without the extra.
Brother! How do you like that?
Hey, they should have used that power play in the first place.
Hey, you know what you're talking about, don't you, Marlowe?
Well, yes. Now in my day at Weston...
Hey, are you Marlowe? Kit Marlowe?
Well, that's my name.
Back Kit Marlowe?
Well, I confess I
well,
am.
Well, I thought you looked familiar. Well, wait till I tell my boy I belong to the same club as Kit Marlowe of Western University's Rough Riders.
Well, you think it'll mean anything to the new generation?
Oh, mean anything. Listen to the man. He doesn't know he's immortal.
Well.
Man, I saw you make that 70-yard run against State in your last game. Never forget it as long as I live.
I'm proud to know you, Marlowe. I'm doggone proud.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. But, well, I guess those days are gone forever as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
I'm strictly a businessman now.
If I'm not too inquisitive, Marlowe, what is your line?
I guess you'd call it, well, promotion. Sales promotion in a way with a touch of jobbing in it.
Any particular line?
Well, right now, office supplies, you know, stationery, pencils, rubber bands, that sort of thing.
Any real money in that?
There can be. You won't believe this, gentlemen, but right now my problem is rubber bands.
Oh, you mean you can't get any?
Well, just the opposite. I could if I could finance the deal.
You mind explaining that?
Oh, not at all. I know where I can buy a carload at 68 cents a pound. Normally, they cost 78. And I've got a customer who will pay $1.25 a pound.
That's not a bad margin, Marlowe. Well, why don't you swing the deal?
It's a cash operation. I've got to pay cash for the bands in the first place, and unfortunately, all my ready cash is tied up in typewriters, of all things.
How much do you need, kid, old boy?
$2,000. No, but I wouldn't think
of... Hold it, my boy, hold it. This is strictly business. I'll write a check for $1,000. McDonald here will do the same thing.
Well...
Or a cut of your profits.
Oh, but you gentlemen don't know a thing about
me. Don't know a thing? Why, the whole country knows about Kit Marlowe. And that name's good enough for me anytime, any place.
Yes?
I beg your pardon. Is this the Marlowe apartment? Mr. Kit Marlowe?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Marlowe.
My name is Davis. Leon Davis?
Oh, yes, Mr. Davis.
Is your husband at home?
Not right now, I'm afraid.
Oh, I see.
Can I help you?
Well, that is, no, I don't think so. It's about a business deal. I guess only Mr. Marlowe.
I think you'd better come in and sit down, Mr. Davis.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, nice place you have here, Mrs. Marlowe.
Thank you. Now then, Mr. Davis.
Well, I invested $275 in Mr. Marlowe's stationery business. Something about buying and selling rubber bands.
Rubber bands?
Yes.
Are you sure you have the right Marlowe?
Well, he is Kit Marlowe, the former football player, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, then he's the right Marlowe. I remembered him distinctly from his pictures in the papers. I saw him several times, and when he told me he needed cash for a quick turnover, I let him have what I had, with the understanding that I'd get back $350 in 1 week.
And now, Mr. Davis?
Well, it's been over a month, Mrs. Marlowe, and I haven't seen your husband since. I need that money, Mrs. Marlowe. You see, it's my wife. She's sick. I thought the extra 75 would help. I can't wait any longer. I've got to have my money.
Look, Mr. Davis, if you go to his office and ask him there...
I tried to do that, Mrs. Marlowe, but there isn't any Marlowe in the whole building at the address he gave me. And nobody ever heard of him ever being there.
And that poor little man, Kit. I felt so sorry for him.
The world is full of poor little men like that, Helen. They'll always be little and they'll always be poor.
I told him I was sure he had the wrong Marlowe. After all, you've never been in the rubber band business in your life.
Did you get rid of this Davis, dear?
Oh, I convinced him it must be another Marlowe. Someone he only thought was a football player.
Oh, he brought that up, did he?
Yes, but he went away after a while.
That's fine.
Kit.
Yes, dear?
He's not the only one who's been here.
What?
I haven't told you. I didn't want to bother you, but... Kit, they all tell the same story. They all say it was the football player.
Can I help it if some swindler is using my name?
And they all talk about recognizing you from the newspaper picture.
Now, look, Helen. My face isn't so out of the ordinary that someone with a faint resemblance couldn't impersonate me. You don't think for one minute, dear, that I...
I'm sorry, dear. Maybe I did doubt you for a minute. After all, we've been married nearly 2 years, and I've never seen your office. And I recognized you from the newspaper pictures, too.
Sorry, darling?
Of course not, dear. You forgive me?
Without the asking. Yes? Yes, this is Marlowe. Oh, hello. What's on your alleged mind, old man? I see. Glad to hear it. And the check is certified. Good. Then I can get the cash in the morning. Right. Meet you there in 20 minutes.
No rest for the weary, darling. I have to go out for a little while.
Don't you ever stop working, dear?
Back as soon as I can. Have to see a fellow about some typewriters. Bye, darling.
Bye. Oh, hello, Martha. Well, this is Helen, Helen Marlowe. I hate to bother you, but you know about these things. Tell me, if a person wanted to learn the whereabouts of a famous graduate of a college, how would you go about it? You write to the Alumni Association? I see. Well, thank you, Martha. No, no one special. I'm just interested in learning the whereabouts of a football player I had a crush on a long time ago. Yes?
Mrs. Kit Marlowe?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Marlowe.
My name is Bill Lattigan, Mrs. Marlowe. I'm from headquarters. My credentials.
I see.
May I come in?
Yes, of course. Isn't this where I ask you for your warrant, Mr. Lattigan?
Nothing as drastic as that, Mrs. Davis, Marlowe. You see, you wrote a letter. I'm the answer to that letter.
Oh. I think you'd better sit down, Mr. Lattigan.
Thank you.
Now, about a letter.
Yes, to the Alumni Association of Western University. You asked concerning the whereabouts of Kit Marlowe, the famous Kit Marlowe, that is.
Yes, so I did. How does it happen that you have the answer?
Because my section at headquarters has been interested in the same problem. I'm head of the fraud squad, Mrs. Marlowe.
Oh? Well, go on, Mr. Lattigan.
It's quite simple. The Kit Marlowe who went to Western University is still there, teaching physical education. And any other man who says he's that Marlowe is practicing a fraud. And if he's the man we think he is, he's obtaining money under false pretenses in less polite language, Mrs. Marlowe. We're pretty certain that the man you married is a confidence man and a swindler.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with All American Fake. Now, we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Sidney Blackmer as Taylor Dunn, alias Kit Marlowe, in All American Fake. When Helen Marlowe recovered from the first shock of learning that her husband was literally not the man she thought he was, she took the only action which seemed possible to her. She faced her husband in their living room and stated flatly,
"Kit, we're through."
"I think you're being foolish, Helen. We've had a good life together. I believe we loved each other. Aren't you being just a trifle too squeamish?"
"I'm married to you, and I don't even know your right name."
"Will it make you feel any better to call me Taylor Dunn instead of Kit Marlowe? Our marriage is perfectly legal in any case, you know."
"Thank you for keeping me an honest woman. Legally, at any rate."
"You're very welcome."
"You seem to think you've been clever, not criminal."
"I don't consider it criminal. It isn't any worse than taking the sheep in the stock market, is it?"
"People go into the market at their own risk."
"People go into any deal at their own risk. That's my way of looking at it."
"Then you won't give back the money?"
"Why should I?"
"Will you give me back my good name and my pride?"
"If you insist, my dear. Of course, I'll always have a soft spot for you, no matter what I'm doing or where I may be."
"Thank you again. Will you be getting out of town now?"
"On account of your friend, Detective Lieutenant Ladigan? I doubt it. There's not a thing Ladigan can do about me until someone signs a complaint. And no sucker wants to tell the world that he is one."
"Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, one and all. You've met lovely Erica Stalzing, Hollywood's latest importation from old Vienna, and that newest scribe among the syndicated scribblers, Lou Daniels. But just a moment, just a moment. There's one more guest present here tonight who I know you'll get a great kick out of seeing. Western University's most famous graduate, Kit Marlowe! Kit, Kit, come on, boy, take a bow! That's it, take a bow! thank you, Kit. All right, maestro, on with the dance."
"Marlowe, I don't think we've ever met."
"No, but I know your face. How are you, Daniels?"
Good. "Well, as a matter of fact, I'm here by royal command. Movie royalty, that is."
"Well, is that so?"
"Yes, Erica, Miss Stalzing, asked me to bring you over to her table."
"Well, that is an honor." "Lead the way."
"Good. Come on along. Excuse me." "Pardon me. Erica, my dear, your wishes are law. May I present the great Kit Marlowe."
"This is a pleasure, Miss Stalzing."
"I'm so happy, Mr. Marlowe, that you would be so good to join us. My escort, Mr. Leffert."
"Well, how do you do, sir?"
"How do you do?"
"Please to sit down."
"Yes, sit down."
"There's so much I want to ask you."
"Oh, thank you. Ask away, Miss Stalzing."
"Hey, folks, pardon me for barging in like this, but I've just got to say hello to Kit there."
"To me, Lieutenant?"
"Well, Kit, don't you remember me? That Navy game when you knocked me cold. Me, Bugsy Johnson."
"Oh, Bugsy, of course."
"I thought you
were
there."
"Well, all this navy blue and gold braid had me fooled for a moment. It's good to see you."
"Look, I've got to get back to my table, Kit. Honeymoon. But call me, will you? I'm at the Carteret. Not too early, though, will you?"
"Well, I'll try, Bugsy. I'll try. A great football player in his day, that fellow."
"And you, how you say, knocked him cold, Mr. Marlowe?"
"Well, he hit the ground hard, too hard. All in fun, though."
"Oh, I think, Mr. Marlowe, to you a lot of things are fun."
"Knowing you is fun, Miss Stalzing."
"Oh, that's wonderful. No one has said that to me before. Oscar, we will see more of this wonderful man, much more. Lou, darling, you are so sweet to bring him to me."
"Any time at all, darling, any time at all. Just point the fellow out and you shall have him on toast from your Uncle Lou Daniels."
"Kid, darling, you look worried. Don't you think he looks worried, Oscar?"
"He looks normal to me."
"Look, Erica, you're wonderful, but there's not a thing you could do, understand?"
"But this is nonsense. When the American man says such things, it is money troubles. This much I've learned already, and in Hollywood I'm not yet. I'm right, Oscar?"
"The Queen is always right, my dear."
"So now, Kid tells, we, my Oscar and I, will fix."
"No. Oh, I'll be all right in a few days."
"But this is so foolish. You tell us, we fix. Now, today, I have money.
Oscar has so much money, he does not know what to do with it.
Not quite that much, Ellen.
Well, I couldn't let you...
But you will. Now, you tell us.
Well, since you insist, I'm in the stationery business. In my pocket, I have acceptances on $90,000 worth of typewriters for a large company. But I don't have the cash to get the typewriters from the manufacturer.
Oh, what does this mean, Oscar? Typewriters, acceptances?
Now. May I see those acceptances, Marlowe?
Here they are.
Yes. They look all right to me. You sure these signatures are genuine?
They better be.
Wait. Both of you, wait. I'll be right there.
Oh. What is she up to?
Who knows? She's Erica Stolzing, the one and only. Now, look here, Marlowe. Can you be in my office tomorrow morning at 11?
Of course.
Good. I have a group of associates. We finance operations like yours. Come in then. I'll have the papers drawn in blank. We can make a deal, and you'll get the money.
Kid, darling. Here, take this. I showed this businessman friend of mine $2,000. All the cash I have for now. But this thief, he must be caught. If you are a policeman, Mr. Lattigan, you will put him in prison.
I'd like to, Miss Stolzing. I've been after him for months. Now, if you'll sign the complaint...
Complaint? Of course I complain.
You understand, of course, you'll have to appear against him.
Appear? Oscar, what does it mean, this appear?
In court, Erica, on the witness stand.
But I cannot. This I cannot do.
Why not, Miss Stolzing?
Oh, this will be very good. 2 weeks I'm in this country, not yet in Hollywood I am. And I'm taken in by this petty thief.
Petty? $60,000 besides your own $2,000?
Neither one of you will sign a complaint.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Lattigan. Not quite that fast. $60,000 is big money. Now, is there any way I could avoid, the appearance in court?
If we persuaded him to plead guilty, you might avoid the worst of the publicity.
All right, Lattigan. I'll go along with you myself. I think our Mr. Marlowe, or whatever his name is, needs a lesson.
How about it, Mr. Liggett? Has this Marlowe ever been back here at the club?
Oh, we haven't seen a sign of him. He knows what would happen if McDonald and I laid eyes on him. $1,000 bills don't grow on trees.
You get around, Mr. Daniels. Can't you help us?
Well, the fellow's dropped out of sight completely. But it's sure a laugh. Leopard's taken for $60,000. And Erica.
You thought he was really Marlowe, too, didn't you?
I sure did. But he didn't get one red cent of my money.
Look, Mrs. Marlowe.
Miss Henderson, now, if you don't mind.
Right, Miss Henderson. Is there anything you can tell us of his whereabouts?
I haven't seen him since I threw him out. But his right name is Taylor Dunn, if that's any help to you.
Help to us? Holy smoke, at last we got a break. Okay, Washington, this is Lattigan. Hello, Higgins. Did you find anything? So he was caught once. I get it. First offense, suspended sentence. Fingerprints, of course. Wonderful. Look, send me a copy, will you? I'll start the routine inquiries. We'll get that fella if we have to circularize every post office and substation in the country. As I say it again. Slowly now. Taylor Dunn. Served hitch in army. Honorably discharged with rating as master sergeant. Higgins, you run a check for me on all recent reenlistments in the United States Army. This will be a pleasure, Captain. A real pleasure.
I know how you feel, Lattigan. This must have been a merry chase. And strangely enough, he's a good soldier. A real leader in his way.
Too bad. Maybe he should have stayed in the Army in the first place. Well, it's almost 4:00. Will you push him in, Captain? I'd hate to lose Mr. Dunn Marlowe now.
Right.
All right. Detail, fall in. This is the operation, men. Sergeant Dunn will report here from the pistol range very shortly. He'll be carrying his sidearm. We want no trouble, but we'll take no chances. You've each been issued 10 rounds. If he resists arrest, fire over his head. Then let him have it, but try to avoid a vital area. Is that clear? And don't fire unless I give the word. Very well, then. Martin, outside the window just back of my desk. White, your position is across the road facing the front door. You'll find plenty of cover over there. Siegel, there's plenty of room behind the filing cabinet. Carter, take your post in my private office. Leave the door open a little so you can hear and see. All right, men, on the double.
You take no chances, do you?
You'll have a 45 with them. They make a nasty hole in a man. Hello, here's our pigeon. Sergeant Dunn reporting, sir. I was told on the pistol range you wanted me, sir.
I don't, but Lieutenant Ladigan does.
Lieutenant?
Yes, Dunn, alias Kit Marlowe, Lieutenant Metropolitan Police.
I'm afraid I don't understand, Lieutenant. I've done nothing.
You can save that not guilty plea for your arraignment. You're charged with fraud, impersonation, and taking money under false pretenses. You're under arrest.
I don't think you can do this, Lieutenant. I'm in the Army.
We know you expected to find cover in the great anonymity of the Army. But the Army doesn't want your kind loose any more than civilians do. You've been released to us in my custody. Ready?
Captain, don't let him do this. You'll make me use my gun.
Martin, Siegel, Carter, show yourself. And the door is covered from across the road, Don.
Good tactics, Captain. My compliments.
Look out, Ladigan!
Don't touch that pistol! Don! Sorry, Dunn. Learned my judo in the Marines. Thanks for everything, Captain. I think I'll come quietly now.
Crime does not pay.
Sidney Blackmer, who was starred as Taylor Dunn, alias Kit Marlowe, in All American Fake, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Sidney Blackmer.
I'm sure you'll be interested to learn that Taylor Dunn did plead guilty and received a sentence of 2 to 5 years in prison. And I think, too, that you had the same feeling listening to his story as I had in playing it, a feeling that this man was not basically bad, that he was misdirected somewhere along the line and then aided and abetted by two things which are so common in our American life, the adulation of heroes and the eagerness of so many to turn a quick profit without too much worry about the exact methods. This is the kind of public carelessness, the kind of indifference in thinking and in citizenship, which are so fundamental in the growth of so much crime. Believe me, protection against crime begins not in the police station, but in our thinking. The basic responsibility for law enforcement lies not with the policeman on his beat, but with you and me in our everyday lives. Crime does not pay.
Thank you, Sidney Blackmer. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.
Thank you again for listening, and please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.